step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
94.1 KODJ. Meredith and AJ. Welcome to the first day of spring.
Yeah!
To celebrate, Dairy Queen is offering free ice cream cones all day today, and Wendy's is releasing their Creamsicle Frosty.
That's just two drive-thrus. I can do that. That's fine.
Right? Double drive-thru day.
Hello, world. Hear the song that we're singing.
Come on. Get happy. Stay positive.
Come on, get happy.
It's Meredith and AJ's good news story of the day.
We'll make you happy.
And it's brought to you by Hulu Plus Live TV. Switch today to watch over 95 live channels. Today's story is about a Phoenix couple, Ryan and Sarah, who have been foster parents for 15 years. They adopted 9 of their foster kids. They also have 2 of their own. So do the math. That's 11 kids.
Wow.
They're probably pretty busy, but they decided to take on a pretty big project when they noticed that some older kids in foster care, especially when they age out of the program, they struggle with mental health issues and they don't really have a clear path. They're kind of lost. You know, they turn 18 and they're just out on their own. Yeah. They're like, now what? So they opened up a coffee shop to provide those older foster kids with job training and other skills like social skills, things to help them succeed in the future. And they named it Hanai. And here's why.
Hanai means informal adoption, where friends become family. And my wife and I were foster parents and adoptive parents, and we started a nonprofit and social service agency called Ohana that helps foster youth. So here, part of the proceeds all goes to help kids in the foster care system find their Hanai or find their family.
Because we've talked about this so many times before, but sometimes friends are the family you choose. Sometimes your blood family isn't around, and so you adopt another family. It's that the people that are there for you become your family. And these parents are providing that for foster kids.
This one hits the heart. I love the people that do foster work of any kind.
Mm-hmm.
Bless you. Just bless you. Like that, it's God's work. And then to do what they're doing now for, you know, kids that have aged out and are looking to move on with their life. This is pretty cool, too.
In addition to having 11 children.
Yeah, like it's
to
nuts.
Take care of.
Good news every morning at 6:40 and 9:10.
94.1 KODJ. It's Meredith and AJ. From the Breakfast Club soundtrack to the Fast Times at Ridgemont High soundtrack.
Fun. To everyone who participated in Saturday's Feeding Utah food drive, if you put food out on your porch to be picked up, Food Bank says they collected over 1 million pounds of non-perishable donations.
That is awesome. Give yourself a pat on the back.
94.1 KODJ. It's Meredith and AJ. Good morning. It's going to be another beautiful day today. Showbiz Buzz, what do we got?
If you're a fan of the movie Roadhouse, you're probably a fan of the movie of Patrick Swayze, really, is what you're a fan of.
Yes.
Meredith, of course, is...
Terrible movie, but we love Patrick Swayze.
He had his shirt off most of the time. And now there's a new version of that movie with Jake Gyllenhaal and the actual fighter, Conor McGregor. And I guess there was an actual punch that took place. And Jake Gyllenhaal was on The Tonight Show to describe it.
By mistake, he clocked me in the face, but only we would do a take where we were like fighting, and then we'd go watch the monitor to see it back, to see what worked. And he was always great with me. He'd show me, tell me to do things and like, oh, you know, turn your hand, move a little bit more this way to try and make it look more real. And it was late because we shot a lot of these fight scenes at night. So it was like 3 a.m. And he was talking to me really close. And he was like that left hook looks good. But then when you do it, like, boom, like that. And he hit me by mistake. Like it was almost like, I was like, oh,
he's like, bleeding. That's the thing about fighters. They can't not hit you. So keep your distance from people that throw punches for a living. That's all I'm saying.
The Bill Hader's new movie role is going to be the voice of the Cat in the Hat.
Oh, that's fabulous.
In a new animated reboot film.
I love Bill Hader. I loved him in Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, and I've loved him in all the live-action stuff. We just finished watching the show Barry.
Loved him in Barry.
Which is a Max show. That is just awesome if you love Bill Hader.
To go from being a cold-blooded killer to the Cat in the Hat, that is from one end to the other of the movie spectrum.
An Oscar.
The attorneys for Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, the Rust movie set armorer, they're asking that she be released from jail and given a new trial. Her attorneys say that the way questions were asked to jurors allowed them to convict her even if their vote was not unanimous.
Oh. You mean the part where she loaded a fake movie set gun with real bullets shouldn't be punished?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And then Alec Baldwin, the other side of this trial, he was reportedly offered a plea deal a few days ago ahead of his trial.
He's not taking that because he doesn't.
There's no way.
He deserves to go to jail. No. He doesn't deserve it. And I saw a picture of Kate Middleton yesterday. She looks fabulous. She came out of hibernation or whatever it was.
This whole thing is just
it's
so
ridiculous. She looks skinny. She looks very skinny. I'll say that.
She's always been skinny.
Yeah, that's true. All right. 7:25. What's coming up?
Keyword at 7:25 to get you into Universal Studios Hollywood.
Oh, that's right.
94.1 KODJ sending you to Universal Studios Hollywood to experience Super Nintendo World. So today's winner is Susan Murdoch. Susan Murdoch, you entered the keyword yesterday and you've got tickets to go.
And today's keyword to enter at KODJ.com is action. Action is the word to enter. A-C-T-I-O-N. Good luck. 94.1 KODJ. With Meredith and AJ. So you get fired from your job, but then you keep doing your job afterwards. That's what Coach Dan Monson of Long Beach State is doing for the March Madness tournament.
What?
He is no longer the coach of the team, but he is still the coach of the team because he was the coach of the team, and they're going to the March Madness. So
every coach in the world would work for free in the NCAA tournament, but I'm the only one that's really going to do it. So I practice what I preach, I guess.
Yeah.
So they fired him,
and he's still going to coach the team.
But he's still going to. That is a man that is dedicated to his team.
I think that's pretty cool.
Have you filled out your bracket yet?
Yes, I filled out a bunch of them. Actually, I let the computer do it.
Okay.
I think I've done 7 of them. And I do a sort of a hodgepodge of, like, I let, you know, the computer pick the most predictable. Like, okay, if there's going to be an upset, this would be the upset kind of situation, which, of course, never happens. Mm-hmm. And then I've kind of just randomly gone through and gone, I think that team will win and that team will win. And, of course, those never really work out either. Okay, so
I'm going to do one where I really do just flip a coin, heads or tails all the way through. I just came across this list of, like, tips and tricks.
Uh-huh.
Don't start with the first round. You start with who you want or think is going to win.
And then work backwards.
And work your way backwards.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
Yeah,
that's a huge difference from the way I do it. Okay.
I wonder how many people actually do that strategy. If you have a strategy, we would love to hear it. 570-9400. If you have, like, what's your secret sauce for filling out your bracket?
Press that talk back button, too, on the iHeartRadio app.
94.1 KODJ. It's Meredith and AJ. Got a talk back message on the iHeartRadio app about my coin flipping strategy. Pulling out my bracket.
I've actually done the coin flip on filling out a bracket. Let's just say it didn't do any worse than brackets where I really tried. Good luck.
Yeah.
All right. See, it's not a bad strategy.
Yeah.
Now, it's AJ's totally random fact.
So, the 2022 superhero movie Batgirl was the most expensive abandoned movie in history. Warner Brothers had spent $90 million plus on the project, and the film was actually in post-production when they decided it's not worth it.
They just threw away $90 million?
Yeah, that's what HBO can do.
I get Warner upset Brothers. When I lose a $5 bill.
I know.
And it's brought to you by...
Now, three things you need to know with Meredith and AJ.
Longer this year due to a record-breaking season. Park City will close on April 22nd, Snow Basin on April 23rd, making that the longest season in Snow Basin Resort's nearly 80-year history.
That is insane. Like, this year as opposed to last year.
I guess.
Really? Interesting. A fatal crash on Legacy Parkway in Davis County early Sunday morning, leaving the family, of course, devastated after a wrong-way driver suspected of DUI crashed into their vehicle. 27-year-old victim was Robert Redeye, and he was asleep in the passenger seat. The family just devastated by this whole thing, which is totally avoidable. Just totally, totally avoidable. A wrong-way driver suspected of drunk driving is the family. The dad was there to watch his son die right there in front of him. It's a terrible, terrible situation. And if you've seen the photos of the aftermath of the car crash, you know it's
bad. The wrong way driving situation lately has gotten so out of hand. I don't understand why there are so many wrong way drivers.
Well, Tyler Lundell, who is a family member, says that they are trying to find a specific burial plot so he could be buried next to his twin sister in Arizona. And the information to help the family out, I'll post up on the Meredith and AJ Facebook page.
The Jonas Brothers are going to be headlining the annual Stadium of Fire celebration on July 4th at LaBelle Edwards Stadium.
It's hard to think that it's not that far away. I mean, 4th of July will pop up just like that.
Yeah, it's going to be like next week.
Especially for old people like me.
94.1 KODJ. Good morning.
It's Meredith and AJ. Things that are turning 50 this year. You ready for this? The Rubik's Cube, Post-it notes, the UPC barcode, the Heimlich maneuver, Connect Four, Skittles, modern liposuction, and DayQuil.
And all those things, the most important, I think, would be a toss-up between the Heimlich and Post-it notes.
We're really going to not even include Skittles on your most important?
Not above Post-it notes.
94.1 KODJ. You've got Meredith. You've got AJ. You've got Salt Lake's greatest hits, too. Thanks for tuning in this Tuesday morning.
How much is housework worth?
Like, lots.
Like, if I got paid for housework, how much would I get paid?
Well, I don't have the money to pay you. That's for certain. Okay. I wish I did.
This is kind of a bizarre story out of Spain. A couple divorces, and the wife was just a stay-at-home wife.
Oh, here
and
we go.
She sued the ex-husband for $95,000 for compensation for the housework that she did over the course of their 26-year marriage.
Oh, my gosh.
So her lawyer's argument is that because of her lack of professional work experience, because she just stayed home, that her employment prospects are very limited. So the husband, ex-husband, needs to pay her, like, back pay for the housework.
Oh, that's awesome.
$95,000. That's how much the court ordered the ex-husband to pay her.
I'm just reminded of that scene from, wasn't it All in the Family, where she talks about how much money she should be getting paid?
Do you think that the work I do here in the house, the cooking and the washing and the cleaning and the shopping, is worth a dollar a week?
I remember about? That scene.
About, he says.
About.
Well, I figured it all out. See, a dollar a week for 52 weeks, because there's 52 weeks in a year, yeah, comes to $52 a year.
Well, that's close.
Yeah. And we've been 30 years, right?
Yeah.
That's 10 threes. And 10 52s is $520. And three 520s comes to $1,560.
And that, my friends, is marriage math.
94.1 KODJ. It's Meredith and AJ.
Congrats to our latest winner of tickets to Universal Studios Hollywood to experience Super Nintendo World, Susan Murdoch. Congratulations.
Yes.
And today's keyword?
Action. You've still got time to go to KODJ.com and enter action on the Universal Studios contest page. See you Wednesday, guys. Salt Lake's...
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.